Testing, 1, 2. Hello, Lucian here.
Oh, who are these people?
My Sapper Red.
My internet friend.
Is that the KFC guy?
Black. In the dance.
Five to the people.
Don't take me.
Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of the JL Show.
Welcome to JL218. I'm here with Daz and Callum. Callum, tell us an amusing story from your week.
What's the longest streak you've done without being sick?
I was born there.
Dude, just like a really bad immune system or something.
Yeah.
And we all know what causes. We all know what causes a really bad immune system.
Not drinking Lactimel.
I won't be able to talk for like 10 minutes, says our good friend. Killian Burns says, I won't be able to talk for like 10 minutes.
What a goob.
Oh no. Without Killian, who will provide the charm and the energy?
Callum, do you want to try and sneak into the Jazz After Show with me tomorrow?
Yes.
What do you?
I don't believe in disgust.
Is this what you call 10 minutes?
How much do these cost?
What?
How many did you buy?
Tell your mom she's hot.
That's fascinating. We have a fascinating situation now where Killian can hear us, but his family are listening to him, so he can't say anything. But we can control him and order him to say things and stuff.
Tell your mom I would.
Killian, I challenge you. I challenge you to. We have to find some words for Killian to sneak into his sentence.
Say hippopotamus.
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 Crop rotation.
There's Jane.
Oh, hi. Hi, cutie.
Sorry.
Is she single?
Nice.
My knowledge.
But it should say mug my, shouldn't it?
No, my mug this is.
Oh, I didn't see that this is. Okay. Witty, haha. Jesus Christ.
I can't see you.
No. Here we go again on my own.
Mom, shut up, you don't even care.
Who scored?
Oh yeah, how are we doing actually? I have no idea.
Oh, shut up.
Sports, ew.
Herzegovina, right?
It's one of those countries.
Is it Bosnia or Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Is there a difference?
What are you watching now?
It's Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Why are you watching that shit?
Versus.
No.
The real sport for real men.
What are you staring at me for? What are you doing? Go to bed, go sleep.
Can tell your sister says she's hot?
Nope.
Uh-oh. Breaking news. Terrorism in Paris, everybody.
Hooray!
An explosion in a bar near Stade de France. The French football team are playing Germany there at the moment.
Oh,
shootout has taken a place. Oh, shit.
Shootout. Get it? Football. Shootout.
Oh, yeah. Oh god, several dead, it says.
No.
Rob.
Two people dead.
Make these.
I wouldn't buy any of these, though.
Thank you.
Et tu fini?
Pizza!
Is there like a phonetic Arabic on Google Translate?
No. Oh yeah! Did you just call my mother up there? It's cat in the hat.
You're not just wrong, you're stupid. And you're ugly, you're just ugly. Like just your mom. No, that doesn't work. Like a language, please.
Well, don't say they got a goal.
Who cares? Who cares?
Okay. Abuona. I'm learning an African language now.
Oh, no, they scored. That's a try. I hope for Ireland.
Sawubona.
Listen, you're queer.
Lona. Lona. Lona show. Lona Bonisa. Ona Bonisa, Puka Jesus, Izimpilo. Pukona, Epoleni, Uti Nagambomu. That means there is football and a bombing. None of this is particularly funny. I don't believe in time. Did you all see the black man wearing his traditional garb today?
Yes. Did a brush dance during BCG.
Very nice. Yeah. There was something kind of, I don't know.
There's...
strange. It was like being transported to another world.
Yeah.
Wrong. Stupid. And you're ugly, just like your mom. Well, Dara, it looks as if I got not only one person looking at my Lucy2015.com yesterday and today, I had seven people.
Whoa.
Well, so she might have a lot of friends.
This day, they go straight to her. Don't take me! Don't take me! Don't take me! Please don't take me! Killian, don't take me! Don't!
Like it sucks thinking. Ooh, cutie! Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Yeah, stop! Killian, you know, stop taking me!
It wasn't even on, like.
Stop, Killian!
Do it! What?
It's a leg of a man. It's a leg of a man.
Isn't that funny? She's my word. Did you hear her joke?
Oh.
She put. Did you not see what she did with the lamb's leg?
What?
She replaced her bottom part of her leg with a lamb's leg. And I just showed you.
I wasn't looking then.
And she goes, it's not a leg of lamb, it's a leg of man.
How are you so unfunny when you come from that?
How dare you say that about me? I'm the funniest guy in school.
Here's an email I just got. Hi there, Lucien. I want to get in touch with you on behalf of Universal Pictures about two of the comedians that we're working with on their new comedy DVD releases. This is the word comedy being used very loosely, I'd imagine. Do let me know if you'd be interested in reviewing or running a competition. Details below. And full press releases attached. Roy Chubby Brown hangs up the helmet live. Don't miss Chubby's final outrageous tour on digital download. After more than 40 years of belly bust bursting gags and outrageously offensive laughs, the world's bluest stand-up is hanging up his helmet for the last time. Join Chubby for his last live DVD. Roy Chubby Brown hangs up the helmet live, released on digital download. Then Jethro Live, 40 years the Joker, the West Country's greatest ever spinner of madness and mirth. Jethro is back and live for the first time.
How many emails do you get a day?
40 to 50? Depends on the day. On a Friday, I'll get maybe 60 because to take out the trash day. Look, I just got an email about this hangout. Actually, that's really meta. I just got an email about this hangout with a pic thumbnail of us in the middle of it there with Killian eating his dinner from like 5 minutes ago. They sent me an email about this.
Why?
That's just creepy. Jesus.
What? How do they know we're streaming?
Well, because, I don't know, they're watching us, and they took this, and they sent it to me in an email.
Hey, you! Hey, you, watchers! Fuck! Yeah!
It's just a robot watching us.
Check this out, boy.
Where's the government?
Smith. Am I muted?
No, you're not.
Do you know this? Keyboard taking the way.
I'm back.
Okay, yes.
Russia have been suspended from all international athletics. Breaking news.
It's on a McDonald's ad.
Wait, what platform were I singing to school? Who's the niggers that wore the black clothes into school?
Ono Saglia.
Oh, did you wear one? That's pretty badass. Yeah. Pretty queer. I'm gonna need a Greek yogurt. What is that shit I'm hearing? It's more returning me playing the piano. Oh, what the fuck is this?
What a losing girl.
I'm here. I'm just reading up on the breaking news from Paris, because it's...
Well, who cares, then? Do you actually care?
I do, yeah.
What?
But whatever.
French?
Update. French media says 4 people have died and 7 injured in a shooting at a restaurant.
Okay. Oh, I want to meet those guys. Funny, funny guys. It's a funny story.
Okay.
That's comedy!
Yep.
Pony image in my leg there. What if I like put the pan down and then I was naked?
What would? Well, the consequences.
The podcast would get some views.
No, I'd probably just delete the video. I'd rip the audio and then delete the video.
Would you stay online? Would you stay in the chat?
Hmm. I might take a screenshot. I might take a screenshot first that I could use as blackmail at some point in the future. Like,
oh, blackmail is great. I encourage it. I'm gonna blackmail you with sex once I find it. I'm gonna message Jane.
I don't care. Everyone's seen it already. Jane's shown it to everybody.
Well, I'm gonna get it for tonight.
Oh, this
might give it her after.
Who?
Made Payne Jatterson.
All right.
Deucey and Wall Lely.
Yeah. Woosie and Law. Woosie and Daw Lely.
Woosie and Daw Lely. All right, that's better.
Let's see.
Oh, look. Middle class yogurt.
Yogurt. You guys want to guess the biggest month ever of traffic on thejlshow.com?
Around the time of JL175.
Nope. It was May 2015. I don't ask me why.
You hear my masturbation?
Yeah, I know. The Registry of Motor Vehicles allowed a Massachusetts woman to wear a spaghetti strainer on her head in her driver's license picture as an expression of her Pastafarian religion.
Oh.
This is just dumb. Let me
screen. Hey, that's where I'm from.
Lindsay Miller.
Pastafaria.
Lindsay Miller fought the ORMV to wear the headgear as a sign of her religion. The ORMV does not allow drivers to wear hats unless it is for medical or religious purposes. Medical purposes? Wearing a hat? That's just dumb. Miller won her appeal with the ORMV thanks to the help of an attorney associated with the American Association.
If you're an albino, for sundog.
No, you can take off her picture.
Michael should have worn a spaghetti strainer when he got his driver's license photo. That would
Her picture, okay.
Yeah. So you're indoors, like, so there's no fear of sunburn, really.
Well, what if it's a greenhouse?
Yeah.
Call the curtains.
Yeah. Don't dismiss my joke.
Dismiss your dick.
Oh, movie! Woo! Who am I? Or whatever it is. Oh, let's do something with that.
It is a period of civil war. Wait, I said, you know, a period of civil war. Rebel spaceships striking from a hidden base have won their first victory against the evil Galactic Empire.
That's it.
During the battle, rebel spies
managed to steal secret plans to the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star.
An armored space station with enough power to destroy an entire planet.
That's wrong. Planets aren't called planets in Star Wars. They're called
pursued
systems.
By the Empire's sinister agents, Princess Leia. Leia races home aboard her starship, custodian of the stolen plans that can save her people and restore freedom through the galaxy.
That was Star Wars? That's amazing. I'm gonna get so emotional in The Force Awakens.
Oh, I wanna be like one of those guys who, oh, shut off.
Tears at the start.
I wanna be one of those guys where when it goes, duh, 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 I'm gonna go, whoa! I might record it on the pod, actually. What I might do is like free up loads and loads and loads of space. On the old phone and like just put it in my pocket for the whole movie and just get the soundtrack and then play highlights on the podcast.
That'd be terrible. No one would watch that.
It would be pirates. No, like just the audio. It'd just have all the cheering parts. It'd be so great. The first
like start
hour.
Cheering every time you feel the characters come on.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan!
I'll cheer when it starts.
Obi-Wan will be in it. Obi-Wan will not be in this movie.
I'll cheer when it starts, and I'll cheer when Han Solo and C-3PO and Chewie show up. But other than that, I'm not sure. There was a weird TV spot out last night.
You should practice your cheer right now.
I should.
Woo!
Did you see this one?
Woo! Come on, try.
Who are you?
Do your scream.
No one.
Scream! Practice your scream.
I will in a minute.
Nothing will stand in our way. I'll show them the dark side. I don't know your name.
He's a really bad character.
What's yours?
Oh, is that Han Solo? Is that Han Solo?
What?
No.
if you did that in the cinema, that would be so funny. Like a scream like that, though. Not like, woohoo! Like
it was louder, like crazy. But I'm going to see if I can find a video. There was a great video I remember about 8 years ago. It was brilliant. So let's see. Ah, oh, here we... is this the one? No. This one might be what I'm looking for.
Was that a Down Syndrome kid?
It was like these losers and they were watching...
Hey, everyone. Okay. I'm here with my friend, Matt. Oh, my God. Twilight fans.
The thing is,
okay?
These people are kind of putting it on, and also they're intoxicated, so...
Oh, that's not funny.
But it does get pretty amusing about halfway through.
Hey, no, type in Dax Flame Picture Day. No, no, Lucy, please do this. Please do this.
What do you want me to type in?
Dax Flame...
Picture Day.
Dax Flame... No, Dax Flame... Oh, that's the first suggestion. Dax Flame, oh, so many. Dax Flame Christmas Carol's dead.
When you made that Dark Slam account, people thought it was me.
Oh, never. Let's all watch it.
What I've decided is I'm going to start doing this thing where I upload a video, and it's called, like, Gave In by Kathleen Maud, and the thumbnail is just a boring poem, and Irish teachers around the country click on it to play a reading of the poem.
It's going to be me!
And then, halfway through, it's going to be Support Class War, Double Dole.
Yeah, but I'm going to be reading it.
Fuck all oh, okay, we should do that, Did I tell you about this before? Maybe I did.
Well, when I was like, Pad, there is Sanim Dom.
In... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So brilliant. Oh, it's so brilliant. It's so funny.
400.
A Dax flame. I know.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells.
He's like 5'4".
What fun it is to ride on the one horse open sleigh. Hey, dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. Over the hills we go. All the way. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, wow, that was excellent.
His blazer's tucked in.
Oh, and close the door behind you so they can't hear your screams. What did you say? Oh, I said to close the door so you don't feel the breeze. You wait in the kitchen while I go get my checkbook. Oh, okay.
Now he says it again. Look.
I'm gonna go to get my checkbook. You go to the kitchen.
And there's a different time of day here.
Okay, I'll go to the kitchen.
And he walks in.
Oh, this is a nice kitchen. I will just sit over here. I couldn't find my checkbook, so I called a friend and I told him to bring me a new one. So let's just sit here and talk until he comes. Oh, okay. That's fine. Let's just talk. Yes. Okay, let's talk. So, what is your name? Oh, my name is Jonathan, and I love to go Christmas caroling. It is my hobby. Listen. Oh, the weather outside
it is frightful.
Oh, it's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow. So, what is your name? Shut up! What? Oh, I am sorry. I'm just having a bad day. That's okay. I was on the Marines and I'm super fast at running. That is so awesome! You're a really nice guy. I like your house. Oh, no problem. Let's go to the backyard.
I like your house, no problem.
Okay, let's go, son.
No, look, it's a different time of day here, look. After the second shot, look.
Well, I guess it's not out here. Actually, I guess I'll just call my friend and ask him again. Okay, call him. Too bad my phone is actually a gun. No, don't shoot! Yes! Not everything is happening! Yes! Everything always does! Oh no! The policeman! This saving the world stuff is getting really tiring.
Look, the jingle there's dead. He got it wrong.
Yeah.
Alright, look, type in. Type in suspended for obeying the rules.
Is he, like, in any way autistic, or just... Is it just a joke?
He's an actor. He's an actor. He's hilarious. Oh, other crew, that's there.
Casting department, that's fine.
So you're... I am Jonathan, and if I mess up again, I swear.
Hey, oi, hello.
Yeah.
Type in suspended.
Like, I swear to Christ, it's been happening in Paris right now, okay?
Type in.
I cannot stress enough how bad.
Pretty sure that's today's moment.
I know, I'm not.
Seven people got shot.
Good evening, everybody. I just want to make a few brief comments about the attacks across Paris tonight. Once again, we've seen an outrageous attempt to terrorize innocent civilians. This is an attack not just on Paris, it's an attack not just on the people of France, but this is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond. France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again. And we want to be very clear that we stand together with them in the fight against terrorism and extremism. Paris itself represents the timeless values of human progress. Those who think that they can terrorize the people of France or the values that they stand for are wrong. The American people draw strength from the French people's commitment to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We are reminded in this time of tragedy that the bonds of liberté, égalité, and fraternité are not only values that the French people care so deeply about, but they are values that we share. And those values are going to endure far beyond any act of terrorism or the hateful vision of those who perpetrated the crimes this evening. We're going to do whatever it takes to work with the French people and with nations around the world to bring these terrorists to justice and to go after any terrorist networks that go after our people. We don't yet know all the details of what has happened. We have been in contact with French officials to communicate our deepest condolences to the families of those who have been killed, to offer our prayers and thoughts to those who have been wounded. We have offered our full support to them. The situation is still unfolding. I've chosen not to call President Hollande at this time because my expectation is that he's very busy at the moment. I actually, by coincidence, was talking to him earlier today in preparation for the G20 meeting. I am confident that I'll be in direct communications with him in the next few days, and we'll be coordinating in any ways that they think are helpful in the investigation of what's happened. This is a heartbreaking situation, and obviously those of us here in the United States know what it's like. We've gone through these kinds of episodes ourselves. And whenever these kinds of attacks happened, we've always been able to count on the French people to stand with us. They have been an extraordinary counterterrorism partner, and we intend to be there with them in that same fashion. I'm sure that in the days ahead, we'll learn more about exactly what happened, and my teams will make sure that we are in communication with the press to provide you accurate information. I don't want to speculate at this point in terms of who was responsible for this. It appears that there may still be live activity dangers that are taking place as we speak. And so until we know from French officials that the situation is under control and we have more information about it, I don't want to speculate. Okay? Thank you very much.
Any change in your plans, sir?
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, we got some bad news, sir. No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious, ha ha. Lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God can be so hilarious. But no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughs at God. So very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all